question was asked in Halakha, if there is going to be a Siyum Masechet, as we are having this morning, is it permissible, or is it proper, better, to skip the Tachanunim in the upcoming Tefillah before the Siyum, in order to celebrate and treat the day like a Yom Tov partially. Hakama Vajanya Bia Omer in Chedek Dalit Siman Yud Gimal asked this question, and he brings a Gemara on Shabbat of Kuf Yud Chet. Amar Abaye, Titi Li. Abaye said they're going to give me reward. Dechi Hazina Tzurbam Rabbanan Deshalim Masechta. Says when I saw a Tamir Chacham that finished a Masechet, Avidna Yomat Abal Rabbanan. He says, I used to go out of my way to make a party, a seudah, in order to celebrate the siyum. There's also a midrash in Shir HaShirim that the midrash concludes, Mikan she'osim seudah legomra shel Torah. When somebody finishes even a part of Torah, a sefer, especially if he has intent to continue and start a new sefer, therefore you see it's already considered a happy occasion. The Yamshil Shelomo even at one point ruled that at the zimun of such a siruda, one should say nevarech shasimcha b'mehono, as if you're eating at a siruda of a wedding, that the simcha is of Shekhinah is at such a ceremony. And therefore, although we don't posek like the Yamshil Shelomo in that sense, he himself retracted later on, but you see the importance of a seudah that's made at the time of the siyum. Furthermore, the Kaf HaChaim writes, and this he says is halacha, that at siyum masechet in the Birkat HaMazon, you should say Migdol Yishuot Malko instead of Magdil. So they're really treating it in a great sense, especially when you have it done in public and people can get inspired and they get chizuk when they see others that are able to accomplish and finish a masechet, so that motivates them to start masechtot and to finish. So it's actually a simcha in the completion of a mitzvah and in the motivation of others to begin a mitzvah. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Mishnah and Ta'anit says that one of the happiest days of the year for the Jewish people was the 15th day of Av, which is a day that we also say no tachanunim. The Gemara says, why? What was so special about it? The Gemara calls that day Yom Tabar Magal. That was the day where they broke the axe. What do you mean they broke the axe? They used to cut wood for the Mizbeach in order to keep the Mizbeach fueled. On that day, that was the day that they finished cutting wood for the Mizbeach. The mitzvah was complete. And therefore, since they fulfilled the mitzvah of cutting the wood for the mizbeach, and it was finished on that day, they would celebrate. So you see again, when you finish a mitzvah, not necessarily even a siyum masechet, just with the finishing of a mitzvah and its completion, it's a call for celebration. And therefore the halakha, the prayer right before, I'm sorry, right, let's say preceding here, the siyum, like in this case over here, we have shachrit, followed by a siyum bezat Hashem, so it is considered a simcha. And therefore we could say, we could skip the tachanunim. In the event that the siyum would be made, let's say, after midday, so then already they would pray mincha first, without tachanunim, and then they would make the siyum. In that case, shachrit is not an issue for Yehishem. In this case, that we're finishing the siyum before shachrit, or after shachrit, right after, so therefore, chamav ya rules, you can skip the tachanunim, and it's proper in order to show kavod at Torah.